This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 13 people, including 9 Chinese nationals and 2 Pakistani soldiers, were killed after a blast sent a bus plunging into a ravine in a remote region of northern Pakistan on Wednesday. That's according to multiple sources to Reuters. It was not immediately clear whether the blast was the result of a roadside device or something planted inside the bus. The Chinese embassy in Pakistan said in a statement that 9 of its citizens were killed. There has been an indictment of an Iranian intelligence officer and 3 alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network after they were charged in Manhattan, New York, with plotting to lure a U.S. resident and human rights activist from New York to Iran. The indictment alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure 3 individuals in Canada and a 5th person in the United Kingdom to Iran. Victims were also targeted in the United Arab Emirates. According to authorities, the identities of the alleged victims were not released. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising yet again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks, driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and 4th of July gatherings. Confirmed infections climbed to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday. That is up from 11,300 on June 23rd, according to Johns Hopkins University. At the same time, parts of the country are running up against deep vaccine resistance, while the highly contagious mutant version of the coronavirus that was first detected in India is now accounting for an ever larger share of infections. More at voanews.com. This is